Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Elon Musk is set to acquire Twitter in a deal valued around $45 billion. Let's welcome in Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, who is on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks for joining us today. The fact that this deal has taken up so much oxygen in the media and tech space in the last 24 hours just goes to show you the amount of influence Twitter has as a social media application amongst those who are in the media or politics space. But when it comes to monetizing those influential users, Elon Musk's challenge sounds like getting it to punch above its weight.
Oh, it's a monumental task. You know, the influencers advertisers really want are on YouTube, Insta, and TikTok. And you said exactly in your follow-up statement what I was going to mention. You said how much oxygen and how much attention it's garnered in the media and tech space. And in my mind, that's the only place it really garners a lot of tech, a lot of attention is in the media and tech spaces. It's an echo chamber. There's no doubt about it. All of us in the media want to see what everybody else in the media is saying and what the agencies are saying. And is it great in breaking news sometimes? Yes, it is. Is it a $43 or a $45 billion treasure trove of interesting people, users, and tweets? I'm not so sure. And maybe this is finally an excuse just to bail for a lot of people, too.
And the challenge that Musk faces, and it seems like the initial analysis is that certain people who lost their accounts, for example, the former president, might get them all back. But Twitter's problem is that their user growth is really slowing down, and that the number of users who actually utilize the service on a daily basis is an infinitesimal number compared to the number of accounts that actually exist. And so any attempt that could chase people away would make this deal very unpleasant for Elon Musk.
Absolutely. I doubt we'll ever see the financials again if this company goes private. It's a toxic cesspool. I don't think anybody really likes Twitter, at least not normal people. You know, it's another attempt by an oligarch to, quote unquote, reinvent the media. Well, you know, the kids have done a horrible job of this. Social media has destroyed democracy in many ways, civility, mental health, and taste. Every crackpot has a platform, and Twitter was among the worst. So you get into this worst case scenario where we're going to get ready for some new experiments again with things like live murders and online crime and hate that might make QAnon conspiracy seem, you know, fairly tame. It may become a frat boy's libertarian dream. And in that case, you know, what happens to revenue? What happens to advertising? Does Musk have some good ideas about a edit button and algorithm transparency and authentication and killing the dissent bots? Yes, he does. But is that going to be enough to make it a thing? The jury's out, in my sense, is that I doubt it.
And the other question is, if you're Elon Musk and the choice is building a city on Mars or dealing with content moderation questions, do you just go to the red planet?
Yeah, and maybe he'll take Twitter to Mars, which might actually be the best case scenario. So content moderation has proven to be a huge challenge for these quote unquote new media types because it is daunting. You can't please everybody anytime. Forget about all the time. And it's a huge problem. It takes immense attention, some touch, some experience, and people who understand the pitfalls of it. And I would say across this industry, across social media, they have proven themselves time and time again to be unable to effectively do it. And this will probably be no exception.
Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. He's on Twitter, and you can tell he loves it, at Tom Lason. Still ahead and travel.